Hey guys, this is Lisa
and Rebecca,
and we are here on The Secret Life of Weddings.
If you like drama, you're in the right place,
where we tell you the world's craziest but true wedding stories. So get ready for the drama on The Secret Life of Weddings. Welcome to episode 54 of The Secret Life of Weddings podcast. This is Lisa
and Rebecca,
two wedding photographers here to share all your wedding shit show stories and the world's wedding shit show stories and every little rock we pick up and look at the bottom of, all the dirt and
all the dirty secrets,
everything we can find. We are on our knees out in the world turning over rocks and looking for the slime just for you.
Yes.
How's that metaphor?
I like it.
Yeah, it's pretty good, right?
We'll go with it.
We'll go with it. Why not? So we have a ton of really good stuff. Some raunchy stuff today. Some good news for people, I guess.
It's a little dirty.
It does.
I haven't seen the dirt.
Okay. It's a great little story where Rebecca had laid everything out for the podcast and I went, this just happened. I need to share this tonight immediately. And it involves photos which she has not seen yet. So I'm going to be sharing those photos with her when I tell the story momentarily. But before we get to that, we just wanted to touch on a little celeb news because we do that every now and then before we get to the stories. The Biebs.
The Biebs is engaged.
He's engaged. The Canadian Justin Bieber, who you love, you hate. You probably just hate.
Oh, he's loved.
I could not. I am a 34-year-old woman and I could not give a flying fuck one way or the other.
I just like that he's Canadian.
He's a kind of a douche a lot of the time, though, and
is
Canadian.
So, he's really nice.
After the whole Anne Frank thing, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And
what happened with Anne Frank?
He went to her house in, where she was hidden.
Yeah.
In Germany or wherever. Like, please forgive me, my history is not up to snuff. But he went to the museum, the memorial.
Right.
The museum, the Anne Frank Museum. And he wrote in the guest book that he thinks that she would have been a, quote, Belieber.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. You didn't know about this?
No.
Happened a year or two ago, a couple years ago. It was very poor taste.
That's bad.
It was very bad.
That's not funny.
It wasn't.
That's like young people thinking that they're funny and they're not.
See, that's sort of what the world said. And everybody was kind of like, well, fuck you then.
Yeah.
And then I believe he apologized for it. Yada, yada, yada. But, you know, you're aware of these things happening in the back of your head and you hear these stupid stories. I'm so past.
I'm not down with that.
I'm just so not in it. So no. I don't pay attention. But I do know that he's a big name. A lot of people like to know what's going on. So he did. I told you this already last week. Remember?
What?
I told you he got engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had this entire conversation.
Yeah.
But it's official now.
Yes. Yes. And like he's engaged to Hailey Baldwin.
Yeah, see, I told you that already.
And you know what's weird about it, though?
Mm.
They just got together a couple months ago.
I know. We had this convo.
Weird.
I know.
I'm not judging. You know, everyone has their own timeline.
I'm not judging.
I just think because him and Selena Gomez, they just had this huge up and down thing
going
on.
I'm
going
to repeat this one more time to you. I am a 34-year-old woman and have no idea what's going on with any of that.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
You're the pop culture one nowadays. Yeah. I don't pay attention to that shit. You also have teenagers, so you are probably more, you know, in it, on it, of it than I, because my children are younger. So it's like, I'm not there yet. Yeah. I haven't circled fully back yet. You know what I mean? Like, she's completing the circle.
Yes.
And I'm like halfway going, slow the fuck down. I can't keep up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Any other comment on that? Like, I have nothing to add. Nothing.
No.
About you.
Congratulations, I guess.
She's like, after the Anne Frank story, I'm officially out.
See, Canadians aren't always nice.
No, sometimes we're dicks.
Well, I mean, congratulations, but that kind of the whole Anne Frank thing just kind of ruined him for me.
I'm really sorry I took the wind out of your sails with that one.
What the fuck?
I upset her. I upset her.
Well, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
All right.
Should I tell my story now? Oh, we have one other super important thing to do.
Oh.
Oh, no, you know about it. It's okay.
Okay.
I think you know about it. Anyway, we want to know, we have a survey that you have to do.
Oh, yeah.
Did I tell you? I told you about this. Or I emailed it to you. Okay, well, I'm telling you now. You're learning with Rebecca. Look, we have things in the works. They are important things, but we need to know a little bit more about you before we can do said important things. So, I mean, we have...
That's not too mysterious.
It's so fucking... I'm vague booking on the podcast right now, but I can't help it. I promise I will share when the time comes. We will share. But we just need to know who you are a little bit. So, like, our listeners. How old are you approximately? You know, are you male, female, non-binary?
I'm genuinely curious. Wait.
You cut me off. Now it's going to sound like I'm shitty. Male, female, non-binary, other. That's how I asked somebody in my group today. I was like, our group. I was like, how do you say this?
Yeah.
Without being, you know, with being inclusive. I was trying to be inclusive of everyone. Yeah. But we need to know, for certain reasons, how our show skews. Like, if we have male listeners, we need to know you're out there. Like, tell us. Please, if you want to do us a big favor, and it takes like 3 minutes, completely anonymous, and it would do us a big favor, go to secretlifeofweddings.com/survey. It's just going to help us understand you guys. And like, you know, it's just...
I'm, for real, genuinely curious.
Yeah. No, I am. I'm so curious. And, like, the last question is my favorite. It's going to be, like, what is your favorite? Like, why do you enjoy listening to the show?
I want to know if there's, like, a 98-year-old grandma listening.
Dude, yeah. There's like, a category.
I definitely want
to
know.
I think it goes, yeah. Please, like, write that in a note if you're a 98-year-old grandmother listening to Dick Stories. But listen, there's a category that I think it's ages 75 and over.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not that I'm generalizing everyone's 75 and over, but that was just the default.
Right.
So I let it be. But please help us out. Again, secretlifeofweddings.com/survey. If you are bored and have 3 minutes to help out this podcast, we would really appreciate it.
Cool.
And in reward for that, I have a little tale for you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Ready?
Yeah. I think.
I feel like I have to take a deep breath for this one. So listen.
I'm listening.
Kay Frazier. I saw this. Did you like my little pun there?
Yes.
I saw this in a group and I immediately wrote to the original poster, the OP, as the internet folks say. And I was like, can you please let me share this? Because this is like so up the alley of what we do. And she immediately said, it's so weird you write me. I just started listening to your podcast yesterday. Yeah, absolutely. You can share this. So I'm just going to start reading and then I'm going to show you the photo.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now listen, there's an uncensored version and a censored version.
Are we getting the uncensored?
Oh, we got both.
Oh.
So because
she's just
like,
going with the uncensored, right?
Well, okay. Listen, I am going to start with the uncensored to you and then I'll explain later. But listen, let me tell the story first.
All right.
Stop asking questions. You're ruining my flow.
Okay.
Okay. So this is from the poster. Who is anonymous? The picture was posted in a video gamer Facebook group that I was added to when my fiance and I first met. The majority of the posts, so this dude or this woman, I can't remember if it's a guy or girl, but somebody posted a photo that I'm going to show you, okay?
Okay.
So it's like a Facebook gamer group, okay? It's like under 50 people. Very small Facebook gamer group of friends. Probably acquaintances. The majority of the posts were literally people talking about games or sharing not safe for work memes with some random post every now and then about meeting in person. So it sounds like they don't even know each other in IRL, in real life.
Right.
Okay, it's just like online.
Okay.
The group isn't very big, under 50 people who have known each other for years at this point. And this was how he decided to announce his engagement to our group. So the photo looks like this. There's just no words.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
He wrote,
I don't know what's smaller, the dick or the ring.
It's a dick pic.
I know. Yeah, but I mean,
okay,
come on.
At the top, it says this is the post that he put. So this dude posted this in their gamer group of under 50 people, but people he doesn't even know. I don't even know how this would be okay if you did know them. It says she said yes with an exclamation point, and it's a dick pic of his flaccid dick and her hand sausaging, like.
Maybe that's erect, Lisa.
Scissoring. What's that?
Maybe that's erect.
Okay. I really hope not for her. Well, anyway. So her hands.
It's like the size of a mushroom.
It's like, it's a shiitake. So her hands, it's like, you know the live long and prosper sign?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right from Star Trek?
Yeah.
Imagine that with a little tiny flaccid cock through it.
You said little and tiny.
It is.
You hit that nail on the head.
And she's got an engagement ring on and black nails, and his pubic hair is all through that sign.
There's so much wrong with
this
photo.
There's so much wrong with it. But here, okay, so he posted that and said she said yes. Okay, that was their announcement, quote, announcement. It's, and she wrote, I think he took it down when he didn't get the response he wanted, which I honestly don't know what he expected.
Okay, so what response did he get?
I don't know. Probably nothing, because what can anybody say? Congratulations to you, but not to her. Like, I don't know. I don't know what direction you can go with that. That's nice.
No,
there's so much. Well, here's the, so, and then this is the photo that she put an emoji
right.
over, which was hilarious. It actually made me laugh almost harder because it's like you can still see all the pubes and the wedding ring and the fingers, but over the cock's head, it's like, the dude barfing, like really, like the little.
So clearly,
happy face.
Like this, his fiance thought that this was a good idea as well.
Well, yeah, clearly she's posing for it.
Yeah,
she probably took it.
And you know,
dick selfie.
I mean,
like I,
hey,
oh,
if people want to take a ruler to it or take pictures of it beside a pop can or whatever the freaking guys
do. Is that
do.
A thing?
Apparently, but
wait, what? No, stop. Hold on. What?
Like, you know how guys take pictures of it besides stuff to show how big it is?
No.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's all over the internet.
What sites are you going to?
Well, you know.
Okay.
Anyways.
Once again, we
I'm
learned about something Rebecca's
whole,
up to that I don't know about.
This is a whole other level.
It's like it's going to be like hashtag dick ring selfie is going to like trend. I don't understand.
Who?
Okay. Anyway, the bottom line is kind of she'll never unsee this. But here's the
never
thing.
Never and I want to.
Here's
it's not good.
Here's the thing. We have permission to share this in our group. So what we're gonna do there it is. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna share this in our group. We're gonna put the censored one as the main
boo.
Hear me out. Calm your cock loving self down. We're going to put the censored one first and tell the story and then bury, pun intended, in the comments.
Right.
The uncensored one and be like, click down if you want to see. Click down if you want to see. Are you
there
sure?
There will never be more laughing faces ever on a photo.
This is going to be our most liked
I know
post
that's
in
mean,
2018.
But I mean,
it's like,
you know what? He set himself up for it, for judgment, like for real.
Oh, so bad.
That's not even.
So bad.
And you know what? Note to all men, get some manscaping going on.
Manscaping is required.
Yes.
Also, if
God
you're going to take a dick selfie, at least be hard on it.
I wouldn't suggest
I'm not trying to dick shame right now.
I mean, maybe
but
he is hard. Maybe that's him
I don't
hard.
Think so. You think,
well,
but he's floppy.
I mean,
it's like flopping ever so slightly to the, you know what? This is a vote. I think this is a poll we need to take.
No, it's probably not. But I'm saying, God, I hope for his sake it's not hard.
Why would you bother doing it then if it was, you know what I mean? That's like taking a picture of your beautiful, expensive sports car and making sure it's not like washed and like, you know, it's got all mud all over it and stuff, not looking its best. When like, you want it to like.
Usually guys like to make it look bigger.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And he kind of.
Oh my God. Well, maybe the ring isn't that big. So maybe he thought by comparison, if he left it small, the ring would look more impressive. Is that possible?
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Well, if I make my dick look bigger, the ring is going to look small. And it's just not going to be.
He's like, I still got her even with a small dick. Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. Maybe this is a weird twisted sense of pride. I don't know.
Maybe.
Come let us know what you think in the group, Fans of Secret Life of Weddings on Facebook. And
oh my God, I want to know so bad what that group said to him.
Oh, she's in the group. She can tell us if she wants to
you
comment.
You have to find out.
If she wants to comment on the thread, I'll let her choose to. But she's anonymous at this point. So it's up to her. I'm going to post this. It's up to her if she wants to.
She's
going to
get kicked out of her gamer group.
I don't know that any of those guys are hanging out over here. Like, maybe just her.
Well, yeah. I don't know anybody that's going to post their engagement.
Is that really
pic.
A big loss, though, if like they're posting shit like this? Of course, that's a judgment of 50 people based on one. I keep showing it to Rebecca, and she won't stop looking at it. It's like a car crash.
It is. You can't stop looking.
Look at it.
Look
You're
at
kinda
it. Like, why?
It's 2 inches from her face right
Why?
Now. It's literally, Rebecca, it's 2 inches from your face and it's 2 inches from your face.
Yeah. That's.
Puns.
I mean.
Cock puns.
Well.
Yeah. okay, that's enough. And I really need to stop looking at this
Whatever
thing.
Works for you, I guess.
I just keep hoping my kids aren't accidentally going to pull up the wrong window and find that, because then mommy would have a lot of explaining to do.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Anyway, I had to share that. I was way too excited.
You were.
Way too excited.
And I had to wait for that for a few days.
You did. And I can't wait until we get our first survey replies back, and it's going to be, why do you listen to the Secret Life of Weddings podcast? And it's going to be like, dick ring pick selfies. And that's it. Just hashtag dick ring pick selfies.
They talk about dicks a lot.
Dicks a lot. Dicks are like a, well, it's just a measure of humor in this world, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Do you want to talk about why we are doing, because we're actually recording two main episodes and two Patreon episodes tonight.
Oh, yeah. We're busy, ladies.
What did we do last week?
You made me do a photo shoot.
I made you? I made you?
You made me.
Our lovely friend Tracy.
She made me go buy something that had color in it. I picked the palest thing I could find.
She goes, I'm just going to wear all black. And I said, no, you're not. We're a funny podcast. We're a comedy podcast. You can't do that.
Yeah.
And then she just was like, fine. And she bought the palest color she could find. But yes. It was actually super cute. You looked gorgeous.
It was all right.
But we got the photos done. We highly underestimated the amount of Photoshop we'd need to do to ourselves. Mm-hmm. We were like, oh, we'll just go touch these up and go over and start recording. We were like, it's like 1 a.m. We were like, well, fuck that.
Well, we had to do a white background, and we had to do this, and we had to do that.
There was more. Yeah, it wasn't simply cleaning up our double chins.
No.
It was also cleaning up the background and, like, you know, making it all white and, like, pristine and all this stuff. It's just stuff we had to do. So we were like, you know,
between
what?
That shoot, that, so makeup and hair, we started at what time?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, makeup and hair, the photo shoot, then we grabbed something to eat, and then we downloaded the photos and started editing them, and I got home at 2:37 a.m.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was so tired. I fell into bed. I was just like, I'm done.
I was like, I don't remember falling asleep.
I just remember seeing
I sat on my couch for a minute, and I woke up in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you poor thing. Yeah, we looked at the clock.
So
we're like, you want to record next week? Okay. And I'm like, screw it. I'll just get it up right away on Tuesday morning. Like,
yeah. There's no way we could have recorded, too. There's no way.
There's no way. And we had to do that. We had a deadline. So thank you for being a little bit patient on the Patreon side. I always give an update. I'm always like, guys, this is going to be a couple days late.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, I did update. There was a previous story where a woman yelled at the seamstress, or the she is a seamstress too, I'm sure, but alterationist specialist, because, you know, there were notes saying the bride was pregnant, and then when she was like, oh, is there enough room for the baby to grow or whatever, she's like, what? And then she flipped on her and was a complete bitch and everything. Well, guess what? We have follow-up photos showing said baby bump at the wedding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was pregnant.
She lied, and she totally was pregnant. So anyway, I shared those over the weekend in our
Patreon.
Were we
allowed to share those?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, they were public. Like, there's faces covered and shit. Like,
oh, okay,
you know,
okay.
Anonymous. But you can see said dress and said baby bump. Just,
oh, there you go.
Just saying, don't be an asshole to someone and embarrass them and hurt them like that if you don't want to be called out on it, even anonymously.
People suck sometimes.
People totally suck sometimes. So if you want to see that, again, go to patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings, and that's been posted as an update on there. And, yeah, get extra episodes on there, too.
Yeah. Do
Do it now. Patreon thank you time. To Kalina D, Maria J, Kira P, Beverly C, Rebecca, Kayla B, Jessica H, Sarah Catherine, Ashley H, George C, and Nerisha W. Thank you for going to patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings to support the show and get extra episodes every single week. So what's
up? Nitty gritty.
What's up this week?
Okay, so there's this whole thing in the Independent UK.
The newspaper?
Yeah. That this whole couples who spend more on their weddings are more likely to divorce.
Well, that's interesting.
Right? Don't you think?
Do tell.
Okay. So according to the study, the amount that couples spend on an engagement ring and the ceremony is inversely associated with marriage duration, as is the importance placed on looks.
What?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Right?
So... okay, so the more importance people place on looks, the less likely your marriage is likely to sustain, basically?
Yeah, so it's kind of, it's one, like one
they're
and one.
They're part and parcel?
Yeah. So to...
that's a fancy way of saying they're the same damn thing.
Yes. Economics professors Andrew Francis Tan and Hugo M. Milan. Whatever.
Milan?
Whatever.
Milan. Surveyed, actually, I like Milan. That's way fancier.
Yeah. Surveyed 3,000 married people and found there are certain characteristics that increase the likelihood of divorce.
Specifically being an asshole.
With engagement rings, the researchers found that the more money spent, the more likely it was to divorce. Hmm. Especially ones that cost, once the cost of the ring reaches more than $2,000 or 1,500 euros.
That's pounds. You don't know the difference between the euros and pound sign.
No idea.
You always stop. Anytime there's a euro or pound sign, she looks really unsure of herself and like waits to see if I'll say it. It's cute.
Specifically, in the sample of men, spending between $2,000 and $4,000 on engagement ring is associated with 1.3 times greater hazard of divorce as compared to spending between $500 and $2,000.
Is it possible that they just can't afford the divorce?
Yeah.
I'm evil.
So the same is true for the price of the ceremony. The weddings that cost less than $1,000, which I don't even know that that exists, showing a significant decrease in the likelihood of divorce.
It's in a tent. But a little, like a pub tent, like in a Walmart.
In your garage.
You know the Viking wedding? Remember that one we talked about? That was probably less than $1,000.
Yeah. And weddings costing more than $20,000, increasing the likelihood by 1.6 times in the sample of women.
That's not really that much of a percent.
Yeah.
Though. Like, that's a small, that's a smidge, right? Like, it's not like 40% chance more. It's like 1.6%. For Christ's sake.
But I mean, if you do that for the whole world.
Yeah, but I don't think this was as big as the whole world.
Anyways, no, it was only 3,000 people.
Still interesting.
Yeah.
Still interesting.
So the professors also found that one other characteristic impacts divorce risk, how important one another's looks were in the decision to marry.
Burn.
Oh, it's so bad.
And it's true, because the older you get, the uglier you get. Therefore, it's natural that people
No one looks like they do when they're younger, and you don't know how well a person will age.
So that's true.
Shut the hell up.
That's why you gotta love their personality.
Exactly. Reporting that one's partner's looks were important in the decision to marry is significantly associated with shorter marriage duration. Professor, I'm going to call him Milan, told The Independent. So anyways, that's that.
Oh. I'm more educated now.
I don't really agree with it.
No?
No. The more you spend on a wedding.
What were your findings, Dr. Rebecca?
Well, fuck, my wedding cost 30 grand.
Yeah.
I'm still married.
No, again, you're just not part of the 1.6%.
Yes. I'm not part of that 3,000 survey.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not.
I don't think it's accurate at all. Not to shit all over the Independent UK, but you know what?
I think you're shitting over the researchers more than the newspaper.
Oh, both of them, because they reported it.
It's their fault, too. They're 1.6% responsible for my opinion on this piece.
I just think it's a little ridiculous. I mean, yeah. I think everyone has different tastes and stuff. Even the looks thing. Well, some people value looks that much.
Do you know what's terrible?
What?
It's amazing, like, I don't know, just the biases and, like, what you're trained to think of and associate. The moment I heard, like, oh, higher-priced engagement rings, I thought high-level, like, executive guys who cheat on their wives and, like, get divorced. And, like, you know, super expensive weddings, like, real housewives.
Yeah, those numbers weren't super high.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I totally, like, defaulted to imagining that.
Yeah.
And it's so stupid, because it's, like, we're talking a $2,000 to $4,000 range on the rings, not $20,000 range on the rings.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was funny that, like, I immediately started going, well, of course.
Yes.
You know,
of course,
that's who we're talking about here.
Yeah, I don't agree with that whatsoever. I think it's silly.
Yeah.
But anyways, just thought I'd touch on that.
Thank you for touching on that.
Because, you know, people read that shit and people gobble shit up, right?
That's true. And then they might kind of freak out and be like, but our wedding is costing us $40,000.
But it's shit.
It's fine. You're going to be fine, guys. Don't worry.
Yep.
Rebecca
doesn't matter how much costs.
We're here to tell you everything is fine. You're going to do just fine.
Everything is fine. You're here to listen to all this shit, but everything's fine.
I read another person saying, though, today, like, they joined the group and they're like, it seriously helped my anxiety. Like,
yeah.
With, you know, planning the wedding and everything.
Oh, my God. Because everyone's stress levels are so fucking high.
Yeah. So now they're just like, oh, my God, at least I don't shit myself. We're in good shape. That's what everybody says.
They just compare themselves to other stories.
If I don't shit my pants, I'm in good shape.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
That's the level.
That's the bar. That's the bar, man.
Anything above that, you're good.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. So our first story this week, our official first story, although I totally think the engagement ring cock thing was a story.
It's a good story.
Totally a story. This one is from Reddit. Mine is not too crazy in the grand scheme of things. More, I think, you know what? I tend to disagree immediately with the fact, because if it wasn't, Rebecca would not have picked it.
You never know.
Yes, I do. I have more confidence in you than that. More, I think that the bride wasn't able to see past her own little universe. There was one wedding that I never ended up attending. I was just a bridesmaid, not the maid of honor. This girl was a little self-involved to begin with, but cue the tantrums for everything not being exactly what she wanted, about how expensive everything was, how no one cared about her wedding, how hard done by they were, blah, blah, blah. Her wedding was a destination wedding that was going to cost guests approximately $7,000 for the week to attend. Wait, wait, is that per person?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, that's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Better be good, let me tell you. It was known 2 years in advance, but every wedding or engagement in the meantime resulted in tantrums that they were taking the spotlight away from her, etc. It was just gross to watch. Okay, I cannot stand people that do that. You can't plan your wedding and expect everybody else's lives to stop.
Yeah.
You know, before you get married. Like,
no matter what you're doing, what you're planning, what is happening, everyone's lives do not stop.
No. Get over yourself. Move on. Yeah. Just deal with it. So it turns out a ton of people, probably because of the cost of the damn thing, ended up saying that they weren't going to attend because she alienated them as well with the way she was acting. And she ends up bitching about how they won't attend her wedding because it wasn't important enough to plan ahead to attend.
Because she gave everyone 2 years.
Oh, of course. Well, we gave you 2 years, right? Therefore you should spend
$7,000. So everyone put away money every month for my wedding.
There is no fucking excuse in your life to not attend my wedding.
Put your life on hold.
This is my day 2 years from now. You best respect those 2 years as my years.
Can you imagine?
Oh my God, no. The irony was that they constantly struggled financially and were taking out a huge loan for the wedding, but she couldn't wrap her head around having empathy that these guests couldn't afford or chose not to spend money that way. I hope karma gets her. As it was a destination wedding, the hens, meaning the stagette or the bachelorette, was going to be done over there, so nothing to organize at home. Double checked, nothing needed to be done here. So about 4 months before the wedding, I don't like how she said it twice. That already freaks me out. I'm like,
yeah.
Like trouble coming, trouble brewing. So about 4 months before the wedding, I had a 10-year relationship breakdown that required me paying him out for the house so I could keep it, gave him all the furniture, et cetera, to have him leave, lawyers involved, et cetera. So pretty much this girl's going through a divorce. It was pretty brutal. It now also meant that I no longer had the money to attend a destination wedding, you know, because life happens.
Yes.
Real life. I let her know early enough that I wasn't able to attend, so there was no financial impact on her whatsoever, and I thought she would be understanding. She's assuming way too much of this chick, Miss Two-Year Bride. She decided that as I wasn't attending, she was now going to have a bridal shower high tea in 3 weeks' time right before Christmas for 40 people that I was to organize. That's nice. Isn't that nice?
What a bitch. I can't even.
I know.
Seriously.
Self-centered. I was pretty surprised, but just went with it. That's nice. Because I was broke as hell at the time, I borrowed money from my dad to buy some secondhand furniture for my empty house. Aw, so people had somewhere to sit. FYI, you can't book a place for 40 people in the lead up to Christmas last minute, and I didn't have $2,000 to put down for the one that I was able to book. So yeah, I don't blame her for not having a secondhand place. Holy crap. My friends pulled together and helped make it work in just 2 weeks. My family all banded together and were cooking together up until midnight the night before. I was up again at 5 a.m. to start decorating with the borrowed decorations I'd sourced, and it did turn out beautifully. She knew I was in a really tough financial position, but no one knew that I spent my entire week's food budget and didn't eat for a few days afterwards. Oh my God, just so to make her party work on such short notice. I just thought I was doing something nice for my friend. Apparently, none of that mattered. Me not attending the destination wedding meant I wasn't a good friend. Would it surprise you to learn that we are no longer friends? Oh, gonna cut a bitch. I have no patience for those women.
I can't stand that. Ooh. Seriously. Oh, my God.
She's going to get hers in another life. Let me tell you. Or maybe this life.
I hope her wedding was garbage.
I hope the dude with the Speedo was in the background. You know that guy.
I hope she shits herself.
He's always in a bright red Speedo. That's a really cold wish, Rebecca. Yeah, I wish for her the bright red Speedo.
You know what?
Oh, also the groom gets the sunburn right the day before he goes down the aisle.
Yeah.
Yep.
I hope she drank the water and got sick.
You're mean. This should be.
I don't care. You know what? That poor girl still threw that for her.
Yeah.
And she was broke.
We should hashtag this as mean wedding wishes.
Yes.
I hope your heel breaks as you walk down the aisle. Just random shit. Like, I hope all your flowers and your bouquet die as soon as they arrive that morning. You know?
Yeah.
I hope every boutonniere breaks and you don't have a backup.
I hope you fall on your face and break your nose.
Oh, that's dark. I hope your limo gets a flat tire and you have to walk to the reception. This is fun. Let's keep going.
I like this.
I hope you step on the train of your dress as you're walking down the aisle and it rips at the waist and the whole thing falls down and you're wearing nothing but a thong.
I hope you walk in on your groom banging your mom.
Well, that escalated quickly. I hope you walk in on his dad banging your mom.
Oh.
That actually happened in a story, remember? We've told the story where that happened. A guest walked in and saw the in-laws banging at the reception, remember? And then they went up and did the speech.
I hope you find out the morning of your wedding you have crabs.
Ooh, that's bad, too. I hope you get your period during your vows.
A heavy flow.
In a white dress. Oh, at a beach wedding, so it's really thin.
Are we being really mean?
Yes. Okay. But you know what? We're defending the little guy who gets shit on. This is like a fictitious, the worst bride you've ever met.
I'm sorry. Why would you ask someone to spend $7,000 on your fucking wedding?
That's a little much.
That's insane.
For the record, I wasn't directing all those at the specific person. I'm just thinking more of like...
For all of you who are like that.
More of you like horrible people that are acting like this. I hope... I hope a newborn baby cries throughout your entire church ceremony.
Oh, okay. I was worried where that was going to go.
That would hurt the fucking baby. They're innocent. They're totally innocent.
Okay.
I hope somebody rips a giant fart right as the priest says, "You may now kiss the bride." And I hope everybody laughs and you're the only one who's angry. That's good, too. That would actually be funny. Like, well, to me.
I hope you shit yourself at the altar.
You really have to get a little more out of the box, Rebecca.
I did. I hoped.
She did
pretty
good.
The groom slept with her mom.
She got really nasty really fast. I was going like, I hope your flowers die. I hope your boutonnieres break. She's like, I hope the groom fucked your mom.
Well, because now I'm all about multiple people seeing.
Multiple people seeing what?
Something happened to her. So that's why I said, I hope she shits herself during the vows.
You're so awful. Oh my God.
And then it's one of those,
you have a new talent. I didn't know.
And then,
okay. This is going to require a warning.
Okay.
Next story, please.
All right.
We need to cut this shit down right now. Oh, that's going to be a new thing in our group, though. We're going to just, like, you put the hashtag, and then you write your bad wish, and then the hashtag at the end. And everybody, I want you to do, like, just random posts for fucking out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I hope this happens. Hashtag mean wedding wishes.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Are you engaged? Okay, first off, congratulations. The Miss to Mrs. Bridal subscription box is now going to be your companion for the wedding planning journey. Every month, they curate and mail a box filled with must-have wedding products as well as surprise items. Some boxes are designed to help you plan and prepare for the big day, while others are designed to pamper you with all kinds of fun bridal swag. Miss to Mrs. Brides already enjoy top quality products like an 18-karat gold-plated necklace and stud earrings, silky smooth floral kimono robe, spa and beauty essentials, and many other
trendy bridal products. Miss to Mrs. is different than any other subscription box out there. Instead of sending all subscribers the exact same box, Miss to Mrs. sends their subscribers up to 8 different theme-based boxes. Each theme caters to a stage in the wedding planning process. Theme number 1 is titled, Let's Plan This. Then there's the Wedding Day Essentials theme box. The honeymoon box has super fun items like a luxury passport holder, super pretty beach bag with multiple compartments, barefoot beach sandals. It just goes on and on. Go to misstomrsbox.com, MISSTOMRSBOX.com, and register now with the code SECRETLIFE for $15 off your first month. That's almost 40% off. So why not treat yourself? I mean, you only get married once, right?
Okay. Reddit, of course. Ex-sister-in-law was bridezilla. She wanted both a bachelorette party and a bridesmaid's weekend at the spa with multiple activities, chocolate making, fancy champagne bar outing, and dinner. For
Wait,
which,
champagne bar is a thing?
I guess so.
Sorry, I had to
We learn and something
ask.
Every day.
I do, oh, we do. Like, it's, yeah. I didn't know about flower bars, remember? can we have a flower and champagne bar so we can do two things at once? At least right? You're getting drunk while you're looking at the pretty flowers.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes it more useful.
I'm down with that.
I think.
Why not?
Yeah, so it's like she's going and doing all the shit.
Yeah, for which we were expected to foot her part of the bill.
Mm.
As I was a poor graduate student at the time, I offered to contribute to my share of the bride's cost for the weekend and not attend myself.
Mm.
Ended up getting fired as bridesmaid a week before the wedding.
That's a bitch thing to do. This girl can't afford it.
Got a lot of bitches going on down there.
You guys need to be considerate of your wedding party, guys. Don't do that.
Yeah. That's not okay. I get, you know, you're supposed to cover the cost of the bride and stuff.
Yeah, it's
I get
like etiquette,
that,
whatever.
But don't, what, champagne bar, chocolate make, what the fucking hell?
It gets expensive.
Yes.
Just do something everybody
it's
can enjoy.
It's already expensive to be in a wedding.
Yeah.
It really is. And I get that it's more expensive for the bride and groom. I get that. But it's your day.
Yeah.
Other people are just attending.
Yeah.
Be kind.
Be nice. I assume this is still from Reddit. I don't.
Sure, it does.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
It's from Reddit. I don't know if this qualifies, but for a wedding I'm in this summer, the bride wanted to have that whole mismatched bridesmaid dress aesthetic without giving the bridesmaids, there's 7 of us, the option of actually choosing our own dresses. That's poor. So what she did was choose 7 dresses, send a photo collage of the dresses in a group chat, and have us duke it out via text as to who would get what dress. It was so awkward and hostile. That's when like every single person wants the same fucking dress like, every time. I only know a few of the other bridesmaids and I had no interest in arguing with strangers over text as to what dress I was going to wear. So I just kept quiet and took whatever was assigned to me. Luckily, I liked the dress I got, but the whole thing was like a bizarre social experiment gone wrong. And how are 7 women the exact same damn size?
You know, here's the problem with bridesmaids' dresses. Okay, everyone has a different body type.
That's the problem.
So just because you like the dress doesn't mean everyone else is going to feel comfortable in it.
Agreed.
That's why I like when they let them, like one color for sure. Okay, fine, that's cool.
Yep.
If you do want to do one color or a couple colors, but let them choose the style, like for real.
Agreed.
Honestly, for pictures, it does not look bad. Right?
Yeah, totally.
It looks nice.
It actually does look nice. It's very modern.
And especially looks nice because they're comfortable in what they're wearing. They feel confident and feel good in it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like those, you know, those slinky ones?
Yeah, I don't like them.
They tie up differently.
They're called henka or two
birds. Is that what they're called?
Henka dresses.
I like them, but they're not for every body type.
Yeah, and a lot of the time there's problems.
And I hate it because I always hear bridesmaids complain. And they're like, oh my God, I hate this.
Yeah.
And some I feel
people,
so bad.
It's a love-hate. Some people love them. Some people hate them.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan, personally.
I like them, but I get why I wouldn't wear one.
I like it, except that I fucking hate
I
it.
I like the look of them, but I don't got the body for it.
Yeah.
So
I don't
I'm not down with it.
Yep, no. Anything that shows rolls, I'm out. Like, I'm out.
This is from Reddit. Oh. Oh, I got this.
Good intro.
She wanted to have 2 bachelorette parties, both of which involved flying, Airbnbs, etc. The first, Nashville, I was excited about and had been in the works for some time. Why the second? Oh, well, it was a redo because she had a horrible time at the first. She cried and missed her fiance the whole time. Decided she hated country music and therefore Nashville.
That's so are, why are you going to Nashville?
Yeah, and therefore Nashville.
This is like Vegas all over again.
Was upset that it snowed in Nashville when she thought it was swimsuit weather.
How the fuck dare the weather?
And finally sobbed and laid down in the middle of the street after finding out while we were in Nashville, her fiance, my then boyfriend... And
what?
The other guys, no, her fiance,
I thought you were saying
her boyfriend,
her fiance
and the other
her...
guys.
I was like, that, yeah, she found out that, yeah, I'd probably lie down in the middle of the street and cry.
Awkward.
Too.
Yeah. And the other guys.
Went to a strip club for their bachelor party. Is that what I...
Nope.
No?
Went to a casino for the weekend. This meant that he was having two bachelor parties now, and this somehow made Nashville not a true bachelorette weekend.
Oh, come on.
Not sure that logic tracks.
No.
So we needed to plan her another one.
I'm just picturing her getting run over by a taxi.
Right?
Nashville.
Wow, this whole episode's getting dark against Bryce.
Very dark.
At first, I felt bad because she was so anxious and so stressed, and no one likes feeling that way when traveling. So we plan a second bachelorette weekend, this time to Chicago, a month
later. This time
later.
In Las Vegas.
And a month later they did it. Holy shit.
A month later in Chicago.
Where one of the bridesmaids lives. All excited. I love Chicago. We get there.
I would
there.
Be like, can we visit the Home Alone house right now, please? And the set of every John Hughes movie? Okay, thanks.
We get there, and she spends the whole time crying and missing her fiancé, deciding she hates snow and therefore Chicago.
I miss Nashville.
And finally sobbing and laying down in the middle of the street.
She did it again?
Because no one told our waiter it was her special weekend.
Get the fuck out of the street. Keep her off the road. She's a fucking detriment to society.
I fucking love her.
It's not my day.
She's such a disaster.
He doesn't know it's my day. I didn't get a cupcake with a candle in it.
Edited to add, I forgot this detail. One of the other girls...
Well, there's so much good distraction, I don't blame her.
Yeah. One of the other girls locked the two of us in the bathroom by accident she slammed the door too hard. And we had to call our Airbnb owner to come rescue us.
I was picturing more like, and then we battled to the death.
We were stuck in there for so long, we had to poop in front of each other. I did not know her at the time.
Bachelorette poop. Well, how does she not know her?
It wasn't the bride. It was another bridesmaid. It was two bridesmaids stuck in the bathroom, and then they had to poop.
I hope it was like, did she slam
how
the door?
How fucking long were they in there?
Did the bride slam the door? She slammed the door too hard. Yeah, awesome. So imagine she's like... I don't like this fucking party. And she just, boom. And then
Then
they're just locked in there.
What a disaster.
Well, that is a bonding experience.
Yeah.
You didn't know each other before, but you sure do now.
Right.
One of them climbs into the shower. I'm just going to be in here for a minute.
Yeah.
You just, I'm going to just go la, 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 and plug
you need
my
that
ears.
Poop spray when you do when that happens.
Oh, gross.
You know
gross,
that poop gross, spray?
I don't wish to talk about it, but I've seen
an
ad.
You sprayed in the toilet.
I've seen an ad on Facebook.
I wonder if it works. I'm curious.
Poopery, I think it's called.
Poopery.
There you go. Free ad. Wow. That's a good story. I like that one. Right? I don't like Nashville. That's all I hear in my head.
She went in the middle of the street twice. Who does that?
Who goes in the middle of the street other than my 4-year-old daughter, which I don't let her, but she would
and
if
both
she could.
Because of the weather. What the fuck?
It's snowing. I don't like this.
No. You're a child.
It's like, then go to fucking Costa Rica or something.
What a mess.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And don't forget, the beginning of this story started, I got this. Well, she sure did. Okay, this is from a listener. So yay, listener. It's anonymous, so what up? Hey ladies, go ahead, keep me anon. You got it, baby. My best friend, we'll call her Brooke, got married last November during Thanksgiving break. A few days before the wedding, all of the bridesmaids got together at Brooke's family's hunting camp house for a weekend of wine and laughter. It became one of the most bizarre weekends of our lives. Our first activity on the itinerary was lingerie shopping. Five bridesmaids and the bride headed to the mall when the other two bridesmaids went to run an errand and promised to meet us at the mall in a bit. We grabbed lunch in the food court and our two counterparts meet us with a random third girl in tow. As it turns out, a bridesmaid, we'll call Tara, had committed to hosting an international college student for part of the Thanksgiving break, the weekend of Brooke's Bachelorette weekend. Tara was the meeting the student, Tara was meeting the student, who we'll call Anne, for the first time as we... Tara was meeting the student, who we'll call Anne, for the first time, as were the rest of us. So there's just like this random
check. And we're going lingerie shopping.
Yeah, we're going lingerie shopping. Everybody get your titties out now. I was super uncomfortable with this and thought it was inconsiderate of Tara to just bring this rando to her friend's bachelorette without asking. But Brooke didn't seem to care. All of the bridesmaids were friends, and Brooke was really comfortable with all of us. So all eight of us would... Sorry. All of the bridesmaids were friends, and Brooke was really comfortable with all of us. So all eight of us would cram into the dressing rooms as she tried on lingerie and got our thoughts. With Anne in tow, we felt awkward leaving her alone in the store. So she joined in and saw more of Brooke than she probably wanted to see. So Anne, who none of us knew... helps us select lingerie. We drive back to the house, and I'm certain that Tara and Anne will stay at Tara's house for the night, right? That's the polite thing to do. Host the international student you told no one about at your place. When I pull up to the house, Anne is pulling a rolling suitcase up the driveway. Welp, looks like this girl is staying with us. Well, she's already seen your butts, so.
Yeah, she's seen your bits.
She's seen your bits and pieces. May as well have a drink. The girls open drinks, and Anne comes up and requests vodka. She pours a solo cup full. Okay, that's a bad sign. Sits on the couch and sips it silently. That's like murder behavior.
Right?
Am I listening to too many true crime podcasts?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay. I'm always like, oh my God, they're going to kill someone. That's just my natural reaction to everything in life now. I become very paranoid. Silently, she sips this solo cup full of vodka. Soon after, we find out she's only 19. Oops. Oh, well. Oh, because I forget.
Legal here.
See, we're Canadian, so I'm like 19. Big fucking whoop. Okay. Yeah. Legal here. American is 21. So she speaks English pretty well. Wonder where she's from. She speaks English pretty well, but she doesn't say much the whole evening. They've probably scarred her for life. She's probably just like having PTSD flashbacks with her like vodka from the lingerie shopping. She doesn't say much the whole evening. I've headed out at this point because I have work the next morning, but the bizarre night continues after I leave. The group decides to go to the sex shop. And Anne brings her passport to prove that she's not a minor. At the sex shops, she seems unfazed by the kinkiest items and just looks at the walls of dildos and butt plugs as if she's shopping for produce. She must be from Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Back at the house, everyone selects their sleeping spots and gets ready for bed. Anne walks into Brooke's room, says, I'm sleeping here, and lays down on the floor. The next morning, Anne drinks hot water for breakfast and everyone leaves. I don't know why I found that funny, but I do. The wedding was ultimately beautiful and lots of fun, but we find out the day of the rehearsal that one of the groomsmen isn't coming because he, quote, couldn't get off work. Okay. We were pissed off, of course, but joked about asking Anne to fill in his spot and join the wedding party. I wish we had. That's a good story. And it's weird. Cute. Like,
so bizarre.
So bizarre. My favorite part of that, though, was the lingerie change room and then the just sipping a giant cup full of solo cup full of vodka.
Yeah, and that's hot water in the morning.
Hot water in the morning. Weird. That's troubling behavior, though.
Yeah.
Like the solo cup full of vodka. Especially because you're a minor. Like you're not... legally able to
and then she went into the bride's room and says, I'm sleeping here.
I'm sleeping here. Yeah. With my solo cup full
it's
of
so
vodka.
Weird.
Thank you for sending that to us.
That's awesome.
If you guys have a story that you think would be awesome to hear on the podcast, send it to secretlifeofweddings@gmail.com. And don't forget, we will keep you anonymous if you wish. Or we can share your name. Just tell us if you're changing names or what you want us to do, because then we'll listen to you and we'll, you know, not out you if you don't want to be outed.
We will never out you.
We would never do that to you.
No.
No, you can trust us with your deep, dark secrets.
All right, ready for another?
Always.
Reddit.
Always. I'm overdue. I'm so anxious.
My brother and I were never close. Anyway, I'm a wedding DJ, and he booked his wedding date on a day I was already booked for. I live in another state.
Yeah, my brother-in-law did that to me. Anyway, as a photographer.
Well done.
Yeah. Not going to get into that.
So I wasn't able to attend. I wanted to, but there really wasn't any way. The day before his wedding, he calls me. I literally had forgotten about his wedding.
They're not very close.
So focused on my own wedding I had to perform at. That when the phone rang and I saw his name, I immediately thought, holy shit, I forgot to congratulate him. My brother told me our father had gotten into a car wreck on his way to my brother's wedding.
Oh, no.
This was October 11th. His wedding was the next day. He was a little frantic, obviously, because he wasn't sure how to handle this. And I told him, you have to go out there and pretend that it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. You cannot mention to anyone, not in any speeches or anything. Otherwise, your bride's fantasy is going to go from congratulations to condolences.
That's hard. Is he alive?
They managed to have a good wedding, it seemed. I think he was able to get through because the reality hadn't set in yet. I was super proud of him for that. Since then, we've become a lot closer.
Is the dude dead or is he just, like, injured?
Listen.
Okay. I'm anxious. I'm not reading it. I'm just listening. Oh, God. What?
I was typing this as I was rushing out the door and didn't solidify my father was killed in the accident.
Oh, no.
It makes me cry.
No. No.
Isn't that awful?
Oh, that's horrible. Oh, that's awful. I hope you have another one to finish because I do not want to end on this.
No, we're not going to end on that. I just thought how, like, it went from him and his brother not being close at all, and then this just this little moment just changed their whole lives.
You know what's funny? I was imagining the DJ as a woman when you were telling that story, like a sister.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know. No, there's no necessary reason.
Sorry, I always, yeah, I think I just assumed. Maybe?
I don't know. I don't think there's actually any,
was there?
I don't think there's any hint.
Or her and her brother. There you go.
I don't know.
That's so sad.
Yeah, so sad. Holy shit. Well, we're not ending on that. Don't worry.
No.
But we do tell it all. We do. All right. This one is from Reddit and hopefully a lot funnier. No pressure, Rebecca. When my parents got married, they combined their names and each changed their name to a hyphenated version. So their names were Mom. This is going to be hilarious to read. Okay.
It is.
Why did you give me this?
Because you're good at this stuff.
Mom. Okay. I'm going to say it and then I'm going to explain it. So it says, so their names were Mom, Dad's name hyphen Mom's name, and Dad, Dad's name hyphen Mom's name. That's all.
It's pretty simple. They're both the same.
They're both the same.
Yeah.
When I was born, they named me daughter, dad's name dash mom's name, right?
So yeah, that's fine.
They're all the same.
Yep.
Last week, I spent 20 minutes getting harassed by the clerk who was filing my marriage license. First, she wanted to know my maiden name. My maiden name is dad's name's mom's name. I came into the world with a double last name. She didn't like that because she's the boss of the world. Then she wanted to know my dad's, quote, real name. My dad legally changed his name. With the power of the law behind him, he tacked my mom's name onto his. That is what it says on my birth certificate. That is what it says on his driver's license. She didn't like that. Finally, she wanted to know my mother's maiden name. My mother, out of all of us, actually has a maiden name, so she got that. That was up to her standard, you know. She liked that. But now, on the form, the mother had a single name and the father had a double name. She didn't like that. She stressed repeatedly that if any of this information was incorrect, I wouldn't be married. She stressed that, like, who would go and give incorrect information deliberately? It's like, yeah. Well, let me fuck this up for myself.
Yes,
right now.
Exactly.
She stressed that they were, quote, actually going to check. again, apparently this is an issue.
Did she think she was being pranked?
I don't.
Like, really?
You have to pay for this service.
Yes.
Why would you go and fuck it up? She stressed so hard, her stress had stress. I'm taking my husband's name. I've had enough of this bullshit.
I love that.
That's
nice.
That's a really good one. I enjoyed that very much.
I like it.
I liked that.
We like it.
We liked it.
So we have a listener story again.
Yay.
Hey, ladies.
Hey.
Hope all is well.
It is.
I'm that girl that invited you to MC my wedding out in Kitchener.
I'm seriously legit going to check our calendar for that.
Seriously, keeping seats for you guys. Anyway, aww, just recently started listening.
Can we like live broadcast, please, from her wedding?
I know. Wouldn't that be fun?
We are sitting here in the coat check room.
We'll give a play-by-play.
We're going to give you a play-by-play.
And just finish binge we listening may put, to your
wait,
show.
I can't guarantee that Rebecca won't trip someone and shove them into the cake just so we can have a video. I'm not going to promise that.
I don't think you want me there.
I don't know if you're prepared to have us at your wedding. I would watch.
Do that.
No, we're kidding.
Wink, wink.
We may accuse people of making out in the coat room, though.
Yeah.
You know, just for
and
the
it
drums.
Really didn't happen.
Yeah, like I'm gonna be like, I saw your mother kissing that bus boy.
Just, I saw her boob out.
Yeah. It was pierced. Stuff like that.
Anyway, just recently started listening and just finished binge listening to your show. Obviously, I adore you too.
Oh, thank you.
So below is my wedding story. You can share my name, but I've changed the names of the bride and groom. Also apologizing for the long story.
Wait, I want her name. Where's her name? Do you have her name? Did you put it down?
No.
It says we can share it.
It might be at the bottom.
It's not.
Okay. We'll do it next time.
Okay, I'm sorry. I love you. Okay, go on. I was going to use her name throughout this, but okay.
This story is from a few years ago at my fiance's brother's wedding.
My fiance's brother's, I did that thing. Okay, you were good.
So my brother-in-law.
If there's more than one connection, I have to think it through, you know.
So my brother-in-law, let's call him James.
Okay.
And my now ex-sister-in-law, Natalie, got married. Mm-hmm. They had a small intimate wedding as she was 6 months pregnant and decided to have a reception with friends and family a few months after the baby was born. This story takes place on the day of their reception. My fiance's family all live in another province, and a bunch of them decided to come to Toronto. Woo, woo, Canadians. We were nice enough to open our home to a bunch of them for a place to stay, and even had my younger cousin babysit the kids that came so their parents could drink.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
This will tie in later.
Okay.
Everyone who had met Natalie before knew she was a little off her rocker, but we couldn't quite put our finger on it, on why. So all of the family at our house the morning of were making predictions about how the evening would go just knowing how she is. So we show up to the reception and everything is fine at first. A few drinks into the evening, my father-in-law decides he's going to make a speech. At the end of the speech, he said, "Liam, the baby she had earlier in the year, is so lucky to have you." At which point, we hear from the crowd her brother yell out, "What about me?" A bunch of us make a what the fuck face while looking at each other, only to find out later that he's not actually her brother. He's her son that her parents legally adopted and raised as their own because she was too unstable to take care of him herself.
Oh, shit.
Oh, well, damn.
Yeah. Drama.
That's quite the outing at a wedding.
That is.
So anyway, we brushed that off.
I thought it was going to be much worse. I thought it was like the brother was the father of the child and he's lucky to have him
too.
Oh
my
God. Or something.
Oh my God.
I went way further than that needed to be.
You should write a soap opera.
I should.
So anyway, we brushed
that off. It's called Worst Wedding Wishes. Mean Wedding Wishes.
We brushed that off and a friend of the bride decides to make a speech.
They brush it off. They're like, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
just pass me a solo cup full of vodka. That shit did not just happen.
Yeah. While she's talking, one of the parents of the kids at my house asks me to text my cousin to see if the children are okay. As I'm texting her, the bride's sister starts yelling from across the room that I'm being rude and to get off my phone. Okay. Like, what? The person who's speaking isn't directly related to the bride or groom and isn't a bridesmaid because she didn't even have any. Because
she's a heinous bitch. That's why.
Then, kids are more important than some random I don't even know. So, the night goes on, and after the speeches are done, my parents and grandparents decide to leave. And to be honest, I'm glad they left at this point, otherwise, I'm sure they wouldn't let me marry into his family. Here's why. Maybe 45 minutes later, I decide to go get a drink, at which point Natalie decides to corner me very drunk and says, "Wait, isn't she pregnant?"
No, this is the reception after the baby.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
Natalie decides to corner me very drunk and says, "I was so upset you weren't excited when James and I got engaged." These two got engaged like 8 months into their relationship. Not really a length of time one would expect an engagement in. Anyway, she goes on talking about this and a few other things. A few minutes later, a family member of my fiance catches the corner of her eye and she decides to pull down her top and flash him. Like what? We were in a crowded area, not sure what she was thinking. I walked away to find my fiance.
Also, it's a family member of her now husband.
Yeah.
A family member.
Awkward.
That's her like
friend?
A
friend. No,
no, it's this family member of her fiance. I double checked before I interrupted you because I was like, that's fucked up.
I walked away to find my fiance and tell him what I just experienced.
She's like, hey, Uncle Paul, look at these.
Another hour or two passes and someone tells us that Natalie and James are arguing out front of the venue. My fiance and I walk out front to try and help calm the situation, only to find my mother-in-law and a friend carrying Natalie out to the car because she was so inebriated she couldn't walk by herself. At this point, the evening ends and we all go home. The next morning, I wake up and find my fiance's cousin on the phone with her mom. Apparently, after my mother-in-law got her in the car and drove her home, the argument between James and Natalie continued. It escalated to the point where the neighbors called the cops. I don't know what happened at this point, but all I can say is I'm not surprised they're no longer together.
Wow. She sounds fucking batshit.
Boom.
Bananas.
Well, I mean, if you're going to pull down your dress to flash your now family member.
And her son is probably there too.
It's a little awkward.
The older one.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. We're just all over the map with this episode.
All over the map. All over the map.
I love it.
Reddit rip time.
Woo woo.
My wedding was set for September 1st. I checked every weather report for the area going back 5 years. Oh my God, every bride does this. It had not rained on that date for all 5 of those years, which means it will be a goddamn deluge. But just in case, I decided to have my wedding at a golf course inside the ballroom. We had a bouncy house planned for the kids. We had a bouncy house planned for the kids. My husband was in the military, so we were going to have a sword ceremony as we ran out to our car for our honeymoon. Have you ever done that? I've done that once.
No.
I did it once. I can't remember the details, but I did it.
Well, thank you for sharing, Lisa.
I think I did it once. It might have been a Mountie.
Probably.
Yeah, it was a Mountie wedding. I guess they had swords. I don't remember. It sounds like a weird thing, swords and Mounties. I don't know. Let's see here. We ran out to our car for our honeymoon. We had family and friends from Italy, China, the Philippines, and Romania fly in for our wedding in Salt Lake City, I assume. It all went to shit when it began to rain. We canceled the bouncy house on the way to the venue and were thanking our lucky stars we had planned on having it inside. Well, we are halfway through dinner when it begins to hail. Hail the size of golf balls fell and dented cars, cracked windshields, and brought everyone on the patio inside. We were, they're like, Uncle George has a concussion, bring him inside. Somebody get him a solo cup full of vodka. We were in the middle of cutting the cake when the cops came into the venue and had to evacuate our wedding because there were flash floods. Holy shit. Everyone dashed to their cars and had to go around the opposite side of the entire lake the golf course was on because flash floods had wiped out the roads.
Wow.
We had to pick up multiple people who were broken down on the side of the road because they didn't put gas in their damn cars. And there was absolutely no gas stations on that side of the lake. Oh, and to top it all off, my ex-boyfriend showed up to crash my wedding and had sex with one of my bridesmaids in the venue bathroom before he got kicked out. The venue flooded a few hours after our evacuation. Cheers to the most memorable wedding ever. Mine.
Crazy.
Raw fucking
bro. I like how she just adds at the end, oh, and my ex showed up and had sex with my bridesmaid. What the fuck?
Yeah, I'd be yelling at the bridesmaid.
Oh.
The bridesmaid's probably like, it's the apocalypse, it's the end of the world, yeah. I have to have sex with someone.
We have to, we're going to die anyways. I've always been attracted to you.
Yeah, this now or never kind of situation, right? My lord, that is some story.
Right?
Floods and sex and hail, oh my.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There you go.
I enjoyed that Reddit rip, that was a good one.
You're welcome, everybody.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you, ma'am. May I have some more, please?
Of course.
What's up for our Patreon?
Over on Patreon.
Yeah. So if you want additional dirt, if you want to hear some more stories, we're going to tell some more now and record it and drop it over on our Patreon. If you become a Patreon subscriber for $3 a month, patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings, you get an additional half hour episode every single darn week. Even when we're a few days late with it, you're still going to get it. We will never skip one. I super duper pinky promise. It just sometimes fluctuates. But usually it's a Friday, Saturday release as long as there's, you know, no delays on our record dates. So,
yeah.
What is, like, can I get a teaser or something?
Not really.
Please, you have to. At least one. You have to. So say I. Your eyes are bulging out of your head with confusion. I'm on the edge of my seat here.
Oh, to be an idiotic 22-year-old again.
Okay.
An all-out brawl takes place.
Always fun.
10 minutes into cocktail hour, there was a huge clap of thunder.
Ooh, maybe it was the same wedding, the hail.
Maybe. Maybe not. It's not. It's not. Different wedding.
Different wedding. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Secret Life of Weddings podcast. We will be back again next week. Don't forget to subscribe and do all that shit that people tell you to do at the end of every podcast in the world. Also, please head over to secretlifeofweddings.com/survey to let us know a little bit about yourself. Anonymous. We don't require email addresses or any of that crap, and we really appreciate your time. Thank you. And Rebecca?
Anything can happen at weddings.
And we will be here to tell you all about it. Well, that's it for us this week on the Secret Life of Weddings podcast. If you need more drama in your life, go over to patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings to sign up for additional weekly episodes. The first few episodes are free, so go check it out, patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings, and we will see you here next week.